Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Coming up on TMS, option 18 with two egg rolls.
6 inches and growing.
Tori, aim it at us.
As God is my witness, I thought Easter eggs could fly.
Hawaiian shirt season.
Stand in the place where you sit.
Non-consensual user trivia.
That's so dumb. I love it.
Lots of Hancocking going on.
It drives the space capsule to the planet or it gets the hamburger helper again.
Mario Nascart.
Mammoth meat, because size matters.
Laying off 7,000 people just to get to Perlmutter.
Lawsuit forthcoming.
We don't like Ike with Steven and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
Nothing like a plate of hamburger helper. Nothing like it.
Now please drive the space capsule to the planet.
The Morning Stream. Look out, Muppets!
Good morning, all. Welcome back to TMS. It is the Morning Stream for April 3rd, 2023. I'm Scott Johnson. That's Brian Ibbett.
Hello. Welcome to April. Brand new month of brand new fun and stuff.
Yeah, man. It's like 3.5 weeks and we're all together. Not even that.
Not even the half, Scott. 3 weeks.
3 weeks, exactly.
3 weeks from today and we're in the place with the stuff. And yeah, that means I probably should get started on prepping, on actually preparing. And
oh, right. I should order things for the swag bag. I should get all that going to get that started. Yeah. Exactly. Actually, the good news is swag stuff will be arriving here this week or the remainder of it. A lot of it's already here. Yeah. And some stuff from you plus some of the main bag. And then they'll be assembled and shipped. Our goal is to ship them out to everybody who's getting a bag only, like just the people who can't come. Yeah. So that when we're gone, they'll arrive about the time we're in Vegas, which would be cool because that means everybody kind of gets them at the same time.
Oh, that's really cool. Yeah. Well planned.
Yeah. Nice. Unless one or two items, if they don't show on time, it may be a little tight and we'd have to do it after, but that's the plan. And, but we will have everything to bring to Vegas. And, I know there'll be a few extras in there that we can't talk about, but that's cool.
I imagine there'll be stuff that that I need to put my John Hancock on.
Oh yeah, there's lots of Hancocking going on with this.
Great. It is Vegas.
Really just one thing to sign, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's usually what we do. We try not to overdo it. Exactly. And then if you guys come up and say, "Hey, will you sign this other thing?" We're happy to do that. That's fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, for sure, happy to do it. Yeah. I know that I usually say thanks, Brian, and put my name right. I say thanks, and then I sign my name. And after a while of doing that, it starts looking like a T with a squiggle at the end of it. And then I kind of write Thanos a few times and Thans.
Yeah.
THANDS.
Yeah. And soon that's just a scribble. And then,
scribble. Exactly. It's like,
I do the same thing. When we do free comic book day, we have to sign like 4,000 prints. And when I start, it's a beautiful signature. Beautiful. Looks like it's from me. It's really authentic.
Yeah.
Looks like what I signed all my, like when I bought my house, all my papers. It's really nice. And then about 1,000 in, it's just it's like a little.
Yeah. Yep. It's
the way it is. Sorry, everybody. How it is, and that's coming in May. By the way, we've already done our art. Now we're just waiting for thing. Yeah, I think I sent you.
You're going to reveal what the theme is this year. Did you?
Yeah, I sent them to you. Do you remember getting them? I thought I sent them to you, didn't I?
You probably did. It's been a while though. Come on, the last couple weeks and the next 3 weeks will be a blur.
It's a bit of a blur.
I can't be expected to remember anything over the next few weeks.
Our theme this year is villains at the beach.
Oh, no, villains. I don't know if you have sent me that. That doesn't sound familiar.
Let me see where they are, and I'll show the chat even, because I put it on Twitter. Oh, yeah, they're up there. If you scroll up your text, you'll see them. There's two drawings. one of what's his name?
Oh yes.
Magneto and Doc Ock. So here you go, Chad. Take a look at these.
And I love this.
Oh, this isn't going to work. Well, here's
You know why it went by? Because the very next thing you sent was that Kia Soul getting completely flipped over.
Oh yeah,
and that took up my entire phone screen.
It would be hard
in my
not to
car
notice.
While I was lifting. It was like, oh, I'll look at this later.
Yeah, that's right. You were traveling at the day or that day. Yeah. But anyway, these are the ones. Let me put the other one up for the chat so I can see it. This one is Doc Ock at the beach. Carter did this. She did a killer job on it. I freaking love it.
So good. They're both great.
It's really good. We had a lot of fun doing this. So, for some reason, kind of chubby, half sunburned, you know, grumpy Magneto looking for metal objects out on the beaches. I don't know why. That just makes me feel good.
It's hilarious. It's like, I'm too tired to use my power. It's just, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. And I love, I'm a fan of Doc Ock's little tiny legs hanging down there.
Yes. Oh, that's always the best part.
Do you think he probably doesn't work. I mean, he doesn't get the leg workout with the big arms.
There's no leg day if you're Doc Ock. I mean, he's all mechanical legs. He's pretty much just, I'm going to eat a burger and let my mechanical arms do all the work.
You saw that,
my butt around.
You saw that thing moving into a gym or something. It'd freak you out pretty good seeing that guy.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Be surprised
pants.
To see that on the treadmill. little arms going.
You'd have to use like four treadmills. That'd be amazing. Yep. Anyway, so watch for that. That's coming up in May for free comic book day, and we send those free to everyone.
Sweet.
Well, you guys, it's that time of the week.
Stand back and check your personal belongings. It's time for the morning form.
That's right. Time for the morning form. Last week we did best MCU movie, and we have a winner. Tristan Adams is our winner. Ding, ding, ding. Congratulations. You're the
Very
winner.
Good. Congratulations, Tristan Adams.
That's right. Now, just for funsies, I would like to tell you some of the results.
Yeah, I'm curious as to what number one was, because I'm guessing it was not Thor Dark World.
You are absolutely correct. In fact, Thor Dark World is so small on here, it barely registers.
I'm sure.
Here is somebody. There is a 0.3% where someone wrote all the same blurp. That's what they wrote. but anyway, Guardians of the Galaxy was the winner, 22.9% of the vote.
Good deal. I can't argue. The first one is fantastic.
Yeah, it's a great movie. Second place, Ragnarok, or as I put it, Ragnarok. 12.6%. Next after that, almost tied for third, we have Winter Soldier at 10.3%. Mm-hmm. And Endgame at 10%.
I just watched Infinity War and Endgame over the weekend, just back to back, one right after the other. And
Nothing wrong with that.
And I teared up. I teared up with Love You 3000. I'm not going to lie.
Aw. It was pretty good. This is a damn good movie. That thing is a hell of an end to a phase. It's really good.
It's going to be tough making Kang into someone that causes as much mayhem and sadness in the MCU as Thanos did.
Yeah, he rocks. The final worthy number here before we get into the tiny percentages is Iron Man 1 with a respectable 6.3% to round that out. Anyway, well done, everybody. Guess what? We have a brand new week, and we'll be sending that package out to Tristan as soon as I send him an email and get his info. So congratulations again goes to Tristan. This week, best movie or TV genre. Here's how you vote. You go to frogpants.com/themorningform, click the form, and you'll be asked a bunch of questions like cop drama, hospital drama, Western, musical, superhero, science fiction, fantasy, and more. There's a ton in here.
There are a ton. My favorite is option 18.
Yep. Oh, shit. How'd that happen? Damn it. They're going to all vote for that. I got to go fix that. They're going to.
They are. You better take that
you
out.
You know they're going to. Yeah. Someone's going to go and overload that one. I'm going to kill it now.
Really,
how did I mess that up? Okay, that's now.
So, Slice of Life is like what, Modern Family kind of thing, or
or Boys Life, or like
Party of Five.
Sure, and it's movies and TV, so you know it's a mix. So you can do with that as you will. Anyway, go take it, do that, and when you do it, it puts you in the running for another prize package next week. So if you want to win. You got to go to frogpants.com/themorningform and you'll be in there and you might win. Good luck, everybody. Good luck.
Cool. You almost could change option 18 to horror because I guess you've got thriller. Oh, you've got slasher, gore, horror, and psychological horror. Never mind.
I did a little slip
Claire
genre.
Claire is all capsing. Where is horror?
Yeah, the gore one I put in there just for them. So
yeah, exactly.
I forgot Claire. I know she does that show with. Does she do the show with Monica? They do it together, right? Somebody else as well. Do I have that right? Anyway,
I don't know.
Whatever they do.
I don't have time to listen to any podcast. I'm the worst podcaster ever because I don't listen to any shows.
Yeah, I'm rare. I'm kind of hard for me too because we do too much damn content. That's the problem. But anyway, go check it out. Again, frogpants.com/themorningforum. The winners are chosen completely 100% at random. I have a little calculator that just pulls it out and goes beep, number whatever, and then I go grab it, and that's the winner. So congratulations, Tristan. You are this week's winner.
Nice.
All right. I got a quiz for you.
Oh, good. Okay.
I prepped something. This is dumb, but I'm doing it.
All okay. Right?
I just got an idea while I was out walking the dog, and I went, you know what? I'm doing it. And it was good that I walked the dog that day because today it is snowing. We're now 6 inches and growing. So.
Wow. I wonder if we're going to get that because today it's supposed to be mid-60s for us. I'm going to try and get out on the bike.
See, that sounds like the warm before the storm.
It does sound like the warm.
Because we had the same thing. Yesterday morning it was like, man, it wasn't that hot, but it was like 58, 59. And then now it's snowing and nobody's going to work and school. Some schools got canceled. It's pretty bad. Anyway, here is Guess the Tadpooler, starring Brian Ibbett. You're going to answer these questions.
God. Okay.
All right. This is kind of my little 10-person shout out. There are more than 10 people in our chat room, obviously. Not everyone's represented here. But what I wanted to do was keep it short and have like 10 trivia questions to see if you can tell me who I'm describing.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right.
So these are regulars in the Tadpool. They're here all the time. We're testing your knowledge as to whether you know who these people are.
Can I apologize in advance to at least 10 Tadpoolers that I'm gonna
Yeah, there's only this first one you'll totally get because it's a softball, but the rest, I don't know, there's some hard ones in here.
God, I'm at.
All right, so here's your first one. Number one, always calls Brian Cowardville when she doesn't like his answer.
Clearly that is Natalia Zor-El.
Nicely done on that one. Okay, yeah. Easy. See, like softball first one.
Yeah, okay, good. That first one. No apologies needed to Tally. Yeah. Good.
Just got nine
left.
Got an easy in here. All right, number two. She's here every day, keeping order in this, our little town of Tadpole Gulch.
Well, it's clearly got to be Jeannie.
Good one. Nicely done.
The Tadpool Sheriff.
She is our sheriff, and we obey her. All right, everybody? Right. Number three, 9 times out of 12 is this person's best ratio.
Oh, jeez.
It's an easy one, too.
Would that be our friend September McCrady?
That is correct. Nicely done.
Okay.
Number four, from a town featured in a popular Netflix series.
From a town featured in a popular Netflix series.
This might be trickier. Maybe not. Maybe it won't be. I don't know.
Let's see. Well, I know that Jay Valentine is from, was living for a while in Kentucky. Oh, that was Fargo. I mean, not Fargo. That was Justified. And that wasn't Netflix.
Nope. That's a FX deal.
FX, yeah. Let's see. Is there somebody who lives? I'm not looking at the chat room.
Good, because they're
over there because I'm sure they're.
Because they know it.
Yeah, of course they do.
Yeah.
All right. Is there somebody? Oh, do we have a listener in Litchfield Prison? I'm guessing we do.
are they really into orange? Not so much black anymore.
That's right. Yeah. Stranger Things. I'm trying to think of like. Is it a true crime series or is it a.
Nope. I don't know what to call it. I'll call it a. It's not really. It's funny, but it's not a comedy. It's funny, but it's not a pure comedy, and it's also dramatic, but not a pure drama. It's set in a certain time that isn't now. It's set in the past, if that helps.
Okay.
I'll even tell you it's set in the early '90s, late '80s, early '90s.
Oh, geez. Okay. Well. crap. Why am I completely blanking on this? I'm thinking of like, all right, early 90s. So after Stranger Things, Netflix series. Why am I having such a hard time with this?
I don't know. It's a tricky one, I admit.
It is a tricky one. Because
You give up?
Yeah, I better give up. This is getting going to be embarrassing.
All right. Whoa, I forgot I used that now with the buzzer.
Wow, that was...
The answer is Claire Gack. Claire Gack from Dairy Girls is the...
Dairy Girls. Jeez Louise. Okay.
Yeah. No, it's good because this is tricky in two ways. First of all, that could have been anybody. Second of all, you would have expected something more bombastic with Claire. So that's how I tricked you.
That totally was. I was expecting something way more.
Yeah. Well, you're 1-for-4 so far. You're 3-for-4.
Sorry, Claire. She's going to kick my toe. Because that's about all she can reach.
That's all she can reach. Yeah, she can't go any higher than that. Are you kidding?
Can't go any higher than that. She might punch me in the shin.
Yeah, if you're lucky, she'll have to jump for that. All right, here's number five. I say sliced potato. You say blank.
Diced tomato.
Diced tomato is correct.
Or I could say mushed potatoes.
Yeah,
too.
You could. That's true. You almost did, but you got it right. Oh, I have to hit the thing when you get it right. Here we go. All right, next up. Has the same name as the place Radar had to call to get toilet paper.
I-Corps.
Yes, nice. Congratulations.
Okay, very good. Yes.
It is definitely I-Corps.
Hey.
Yep, we would call Sparky, I guess.
Sparky.
Hey, Sparky, right? We're all out of whatever. Okay, here's the next one.
All right.
Fingers and eyeballs.
Fingers and eyeballs. Good Lord. All right. Let's see here. There's something. Jeez.
Wait a minute. Do I not even know this one? Hold on. Oh, I do know this one. Okay.
Okay.
Fingers and
eyeballs.
I didn't write them all down because I just kind of knew them, but that one threw me for a second.
Yeah. All right. So I'm guessing I'm looking for like probably a synonym of fingers and eyeballs or something. Touch and see, or geez Louise. Greg for Walkman. Because you listen, that'd be ears with Greg for Walkman.
Yeah, that'd be ears.
Geez Louise, this is I have to think about how your mind works too with this.
Yeah,
one.
This is a tricky one, I have to admit. I kind of went
eyeballs.
I went to a weird place with this one. Chat got it.
I got nothing.
All right, let's find out. Red Fraggle. Red Fraggle. Because she has those little puppets where you put on your fingers at the eyeballs.
Yes, the puppet eye things. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, that's a deep cut.
Okay.
It's a little
that's
tricky.
A very deep cut.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, number.
I have mine over here somewhere, yeah.
Number next. Oh, yeah, peepers.
Yeah.
Number next. let's see. Sounds like burnt Kleenex.
Burnt Kleenex.
Yep.
All right. Scar tissue. Do we have a listener who goes by the name Scar Tissue?
Oh my gosh, that's great. That's a great answer. It's not correct, but I love it. That's actually a really good answer. Any other guesses?
Jeez, sounds like burnt Kleenex. Good Lord.
It's a dumb one. You're gonna hate it when I give you the answer.
I know. I better just give up on this one.
All right. It is Syrinex. Get it?
Syrinex.
It's like searing.
Okay. Yes.
Necks, searing like Kleenex.
Okay.
Yeah, it's real. It's not a good one. All right. Syrinex, both congratulations and apologies your direction.
Yeah, yeah.
Number nine, we got two left. The magician and his hat take all the credit, but it's really about the blank.
Well, it's about... the dove, the bird that comes out of it, the one. Oh, abracadabra. Let's see. The magician's hat take all the credit.
I'm proud of this one. I'm proud of this one. The magician and his hat take all the credit, but it's really about the blank.
Wabbit magic.
Ding. Well done.
Yeah, good job.
Okay. All right. Okay. That was my favorite. All right. Number 10. Yep.
And you'll know if I'm cheating because I'm looking this way.
No.
I buy eyes over here. Yes.
100% trust. Yeah. All right, here we go. Number 10. Changed his name when he got called a music player on TMS.
Oh, well, that's Greg for Walkman.
Congratulations, you did it. Sure. I think you did better than I expected. You did pretty good. I didn't keep score. Anyone keep score in the chat? Anyway, that was super fun. I was
waiting for something like this. Listener, this tadpooler thing, spelling is the most important thing. JK, grammar.
Oh yeah, no, that's a good one. I didn't think of that.
No, that wouldn't work because it doesn't work without the punchline.
Oh, I see. Yeah, you have to have the punchline.
You would never
line
be able to get it without the punchline.
Yeah, but see, I would have done it and then thought, oh, that's a good one, and then used it, and then you would have got stumped because it's not a good one. You know what I mean?
Yes, like, exactly. Yeah.
I was going to do Shoujo. Shoujo's in the chat right now, but hers were also too easy because it was all either Animal Crossing related or WoW related. Or Funko Pop related.
What about buttholes? This listener would like to roll buttholes.
She wants to roll buttholes. You would have had that for sure. Anyway, yeah. Fun game. Thanks, chat, for letting me do that without your permission. Okay? I appreciate it. Yeah. Without your knowledge and your consent.
Woof. All right.
We're going to now call... We're going to have a proper game now. We're going to call Dunaway.
Okay. All right.
I think. Here he is. Okay. We're adding him. He's in the thing. There's not much more you can ask for as long as he's in the thing. So we're going to do this. Yes, that's right. Time for us to play a little half-asses on a Monday morning. And joining us is one half of an ass, Brian Dunaway. Welcome back. How are you?
Oh, hi, Scott and Brian. Hi. Good Monday morning.
Hello. Yeah, man. It is a good Monday morning.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Short week this week for me, and I took next Monday off. I'm still going to be on TMS, but I took next Monday off, so I got a long weekend coming up towards
Monday? What's next Monday? Is it just a day you're taking off?
Just a day I'm taking off. Good Friday is this Friday, and then I'm taking Monday off because why not Monday?
Good Monday.
Don't the kids, what is it like? What is the kids doing nowadays? Bare minimum Mondays. I'm like, wow.
Oh, yes.
You guys went way long.
Is that what the kids are doing?
Bare minimum Mondays.
Bare minimum Mondays? I hadn't heard that.
Bare minimum
Mondays. Yeah, yeah. And I'm like, yeah, we our generation called it Friday. Whatever.
Yeah,
it's
fine. Look,
you don't start your week off goofing.
No.
You goof at the end.
That's right.
Exactly.
You're absolutely right. I keep trying to tell myself that, but it doesn't always work out that way. Anyway, it's good to have you here. We're going to play a game. Brian Ibbett will explain how this works.
I will. Welcome to the morning. Half Asses, a trivia game where I'm actually going to be giving you two the answers. I'm going to give Scott and Brian a category and six possible answers. Three of those answers are ding, and three of those answers are depending on how confident they feel with the category, they can provide one, two, or three guesses. But if you get any of those guesses wrong, you get 0 points for that round. Get one right and you get a point. Get two right gets you a bonus for 3 points. And if you get all three correct, you get two bonus points for 5 points total. I just decided how much of this I wanted to improv and how much I didn't.
Sure.
The player with the most points after three rounds wins the prize for their contestant, and contestants have been pulled from members of the Tadpool that aren't able to listen live. Scott, you are playing for Brian Wood, a.k.a. Spidey BSW from Bellingham, Washington.
That sounds great. I don't know who that is, but I love him.
I don't either. Yeah, I don't recognize Spidey BSW. I know Green Bay Spidey, but that's a whole different Spidey.
I want to win.
And Brian, you're going to be playing for Casey Arensman in Wichita, Kansas.
Ooh.
Oh, hi, Casey.
Yeah. KC from Kansas City. Is that what stands for?
Kansas City. You got it. Nailed it, Scott.
Yeah, but isn't Kansas City in Missouri?
You decrypted
it. That's in Missouri, though, right?
Yeah. Most of it is, yes. There's a little bit of Kansas City that's in Kansas. But
isn't there a little Kansas City in all of us?
There is.
There's a little Kansas City in all of us. Yeah. It's true.
The chefs.
It's true.
Anyway. Yeah. all right, cool. These sound like worthy fellows that we could win for.
They do. So let's win something for them, shall we?
Sure.
Your first question is something I know you two just know very well, and that's NASCAR.
Yeah, I'm really into
Which of these are nicknames for NASCAR tracks?
Vroom.
Vroom. Which of these are nicknames for NASCAR tracks? Delfino Square, The Brickyard, Dega, Riverside Park, The Paperclip, and Koopa Cape. Here's your choices right there. Delfino Square, The Brickyard, Dega, Riverside Park, The Paperclip, and Koopa Cape.
What's that? Koopa Cape?
Two of these, I think I don't want to give anything away.
One of them sounds like bait.
Well, one of
them, you always do this.
Yeah, the one, I know what you mean. I think two of them are Mario Kart tracks, but anyway, we're going to find out.
I know, right? That's what I keep thinking.
I'm going to do these two.
Maybe.
I mean, Delfino Square, that's in Super Mario Sunshine, and Koopa Cape sounds like it's definitely from this Mario game, but I don't know.
It sounds like we're at the end of the... Right, exactly. Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too.
All right. I locked in with two.
I'm not sure about the other two. I know one that I want to be true, but it just feels like so much bait. Ugh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, fine. I'm going...
There's no Tala in Yandega. Is that what you're saying? Yeah.
Right.
Or Knights, for that
matter. That just feels right. Fine.
Okay. Look,
I'm locking in. I'm going to be Brian's an idiot.
All right.
Well, shut up. I got to represent.
Got to represent. I know. It's big right here.
I live in NASCAR area. I'll get murdered.
That's right.
Well, Scott, you're absolutely correct. Delfino Square and Koopa Cape are indeed Mario Kart tracks, as is Riverside Park.
Damn the other one that you chose.
That's what I was thinking.
Shit.
Yeah.
The Brickyard Dega, which is short for Talladega, and the Paperclip, which is Martinsville Speedway. Brickyard is Indianapolis Motor Speedway, by the way.
So is Dega, that's just nicknamed Talladega?
Talladega.
Yeah, that's short for Talladega.
Okay.
Speedway.
Damn it. Yeah. All right, Dunaway.
That's the one that felt like bait. I was like,
Yeah, you proved here is that you do live in NASCAR country, and I don't, because I have no idea.
Oh yeah,
Riverside.
Every week, somebody's racing something.
Yeah.
All right, so Brian, going into question two with 2 points. Let's have some fun with celebrities. Which of these famous people got expelled from school? Your choices are Tori Amos, Richard Pryor, Venus Williams, Charles Darwin, Harvey Keitel, and Humphrey Bogart. Three of those people got expelled from school.
No idea here.
I know. I'm just going to go with personality types here.
That Humphrey Bogart.
It just seems like these people would be... expelled from school.
Bogart was a real dick in class. Is that what you're thinking? Something like that?
Yeah. He was Bogart and something. You know what I mean? There's a whole
thing.
It's like he's Bogart in the lab equipment.
Yeah.
I just know it.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, you guys have locked in. And Scott, you went with Charles Darwin and Richard Pryor. Brian, you went with Tori Amos and Humphrey Bogart. Good job to Brian again.
Shit.
Yes. Tori Amos and Humphrey Bogart. Richard Pryor being the third. Between the two of you, did get three ones, but
couldn't figure out.
Charles Darwin did not. But I think Tori, because before she went solo, she was in a band called Why Can't Tori Read, which was misspelled.
I
think it was an homage to her getting.
That's great. Yes. I didn't know that.
Tori is notoriously fickle. Let's put it that way. She will speak her mind.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
I just remember her always aiming her crotch at me on stage. That's always what I remember. Just always aiming that at me. Just bam, bam. Yeah. There it is. There's my crotch.
Well, she likes to sing to the audience, and she likes to straddle that piano bench.
Yeah. I mean, her real name before she changed it to Amos was Tori Aim Your Vagina, but she shortened it to Amos, and that's why it's Amos now.
Which was probably a good move, yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Opened her audience up to
it. And this is why she hates men, specifically you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get to question number three. This one right up my alley, but that won't help you guys at all. Bands that covered Chuck Berry's Roll Over Beethoven on record. Now, bands may have covered it live and in concert, but three of these bands covered it and released it as a record. The Beatles, ELO or Electric Light Orchestra, Fleetwood Mac, The Rolling Stones, Nine Inch Nails, and Iron Maiden. Three of these bands covered Roll Over Beethoven.
So I got to go full on, or I can't win anyway.
You're mathematically eliminated, but you are trying to save face.
Yeah. I don't think I'm going to do well, but I'm going to try.
You've got nothing to lose is the best way to look at it.
These three bands feel like they would have the flavor to do this.
Sure.
The other three I just can't see.
Okay. All right. You both have locked in, and you both locked in on the Rolling Stones and Fleetwood Mac. Neither of which have released a cover of Roll Over Beethoven. The answers are The Beatles, ELO, and Iron Maiden has released Roll Over Beethoven.
I think I remember that.
I don't remember that at all. ELO, I did choose ELO, I guess.
ELO did it on, you did pick ELO, Brian, Brian picked ELO, Scott picked The Beatles.
Oh, there it is, I picked The Beatles. So we both got one.
Early for the Beatles to be doing a cover of
their first album. Their first album was almost half covers, 14 tracks, and I think five of which were covers.
Yeah, that seemed like if the Beatles are going to do it, it'd be early, right? Like they're not going to do that late in their career.
Exactly.
Everyone's covering them.
Covers about four albums in.
Yeah, yeah. Well, all right then. I need to seek out that Iron Maiden one because that's weird. I want to hear it.
Yep. Congratulations going out to Casey Aaronsman in Wichita, Kansas. You're going to get a copy of Fallout 1 and Fallout 76. It's up to you to get the other 74 versions of Fallout that fall in between. But at least
and boy, those couldn't be more different either, boy. Those
very different games.
Yeah.
76 but don't worry, Brian Wood, Spidey BSW, you're getting a copy of System Shock Enhanced Edition. Those first two games, courtesy of Wesley Dredd, and the last game, courtesy of David Akers.
Nice.
Congratulations.
You did it.
You're a winner.
You guys are winners, both of you, even though one of you lost because of me. You're both winners, and we all win because you win. So congratulations and well done. Dunaway, do you feel like a winner right now? How do you feel?
Right now on Monday at what time is it? 11:42? Sure, I feel like a winner.
Yeah.
Check back with me Tuesday around 5 p.m.
Yeah, we'll not so much. That'll be terrible Tuesday after Hardly Work Monday or whatever it is. What was it again?
Hardly Work Monday.
Do the minimum Monday.
Minimum Monday.
It's bare minimum Monday. Makes no sense. People that I know that are highly effective, and maybe these people don't care, they front load heavy, work really hard, and then Tuesday, Wednesday, they kind of go, and then Thursday you pick it up a little bit, and Friday you just quit.
You gotta just like you gotta spread things out. You gotta spread things out is the best way.
These kids don't know how to loaf.
Stupid Gen Z. All right, thanks Brian, you suck. Bye. All right, he's gone. All right, what else here? We got some news time. Let's do some news. Right here. It's time for the morning news brought to you by
Console Kings, the greatest video game consoles of all time, by Frogpants listener and author Dennis Burkett. Get it now on Kindle, and if you have Kindle Unlimited, it's currently free.
Yeah.
Search for Console Kings on Amazon today.
Got it yesterday. I can't wait to read it, and I think it's so cool that we have a tadpooler who made a book about it.
That's very cool. About subject, a great topic.
Jeez. Yeah. And Kindle Unlimited is so cheap. I forgot I even had it. And I noticed it was on there. And I'm like, all right, dude, we're going to talk about your cool book tomorrow on the show.
Nice.
A Nevada church. Okay. We're getting close to Easter, Brian. You know, the Easter holiday.
We are.
Get the whole Jesus.
Care less about it these days than I did. I really didn't really care about when I was a kid, but I just remember getting a chocolate bunny.
Yeah. My mom always did baskets and stuff. Kim still does them because she's weird.
Of course she does.
But I'm not really into the routine. I like to draw bunnies and eggs and stuff, but that's about it. But check this out. A Nevada church is going to have 10,000 Easter eggs dropped from a helicopter. What could go wrong?
That doesn't sound dangerous at all.
No. Also, it doesn't sound like the most efficacious use of church funds, but what do I know?
No kidding. Yeah, exactly. I all I can hear in my head is Les Nessman saying, oh, the humanity.
Yeah. Now, the weird bit is they had to point this out, and I don't know why. A predominantly Hispanic congregation in Nevada. Why does that matter?
I don't know.
I don't think it does.
That was relevant.
There's zero relevancy. I read the whole article.
Oh, those crazy Hispanics.
Yeah, and they're
dropping eggs out of helicopter.
Right, like it's some kind of stereotype that this happens to only Hispanic congregations. But anyway,
right.
In Nevada, they're going to celebrate Easter Sunday with an egg hunt that will feature around 10,000 Easter eggs, with several thousand of them being dropped from a helicopter. Aquias Centro Familiar Cristano Church of Las Vegas. Nailed it. Plans to hide and also have a helicopter drop around 10,000 eggs in the backlot area of their soccer courts that they have there. Again, another efficacious use of church funds.
Yeah.
An ACFC, I mean, whatever. You spend it on what you want. People gave you the money to do what you're going to do. I don't care.
I hope they're doing plastic eggs because...
Right?
Yeah.
Real hard-boiled eggs, bad. It's a bad idea.
Yeah, exactly. Those are going to break, and it is going to reak after a few days.
Yeah, you don't want
that. The ones
that
don't get picked up.
Completely agree. It says the ACFC representative emailed the Christian Post information about the egg drop. Egg drop. Yeah, you're going to have some egg drop soup if it's real eggs. explaining that the main focus of the church is God and people. As Christians, we believe Easter Sunday is an important opportunity to deliver the message of the gospel as to many people as possible. This is the main purpose of the event, to provide an opportunity where families can have fun, enjoy the experience, and the power of Easter, he says. This will also be the first time the church will be doing the Easter egg drop. The COVID-19 pandemic and subsequent lockdowns interfered with their plans in previous years. Jeez. But now, after COVID, as if it's gone. And yeah, with all right. the necessary precautions, we are adding egg drop to enhance the experience for our children in the community, they say. We're adding egg drop.
We're adding egg drop.
Yep.
Egg launch.
Yep. It sounds like something they'd say in my Chinese food order on DoorDash. We're adding egg drop.
I really can't wait to see how badly this fails.
Yeah. If it's real eggs, it's going to stink.
Oh, it's going to be horrible. Yeah. By the way, I heard read something that... there is absolutely no reason to boil your eggs before you dye them. You can dye raw eggs, and by doing that, you can avoid the cracking and stuff that sometimes happens with boiled eggs.
I didn't know that. I thought that would... I don't know what I thought. I guess I just never thought of it.
Yeah.
I mean, growing up, absolutely. So there's the very distinct smell of dyeing eggs, you know, that
pause, that smell of that pause dye.
Yeah, yeah, that vinegar pause dye stuff.
Elk seltzer vinegar, yeah.
Freaking reeks. But I have fond feelings for it. So when I smell it, I'm like, ooh, Easter. And then someone will say, nope, just getting my hair done. Damn it. Yeah. But anyway, we'll be doing this with the kiddos this year with Van and stuff. So that's interesting to know that. Except, I don't know, with kids, you want them with raw eggs, though?
I mean, if you're hiding them and finding them, if you're just putting them on the table as decoration, no reason to, you know, you can use raw eggs and then just put them back in the fridge. Use them when you're done.
Yeah.
You just get, you know, more eggs to use later on. But
what kind of egg guy are you? I forget. When you have yours done, what do you tell the waitress? What do you like having?
Oh, if I'm in a restaurant, over medium.
Over medium.
Because if I tell them over medium, I'm going to get over easy.
Yeah.
If I tell them over easy, I'm going to get a raw egg sliding around on my plate.
That's right. I can't do that. Same with steak. I can't say medium rare. I should say medium. Wait,
if you want, if you want a medium rare steak, you order medium.
Right. What's medium well? That's a step above that.
Yeah, that's more cooked.
Okay. Because sometimes I don't do that and it still comes bloody. So I will go that way.
Like I do like a rare steak, so I do the medium rare and like it. I usually get it the way I want it.
That's good. Depends on the place, I guess. But yesterday I got eggs and I got over medium as well. And of course, just like you said, it's basically sunny side up.
Yeah.
It's just the way those come. And man, it was good.
And the whites uncooked.
Yep.
We're going out for steak on Thursday. It's Tina's mom's birthday tomorrow, but since we have the Muse concert tomorrow, we're going Thursday.
Oh, nice. Where's Muse playing?
Gonna be there for the uprising. Ball Arena. It's the Will of the People tour, the Will of 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 the People tour, the Will of the People, the Will of the Will of the Will. The second time I've seen Muse, thanks to BlizzCon.
Oh, that's right. That's right. BlizzCon. The 2018 BlizzCon was Muse?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
They put on such a great show.
Well, that'll be fun. All right.
Yeah.
Let's move on to this story.
So watch out for the eggs. If you live in Vegas, maybe stay inside on Sunday, on Easter Sunday, so you don't get pelted with eggs.
That's right. Watch out for eggs. Here's your next story. Deadly spiders that can kill in minutes and survive underwater are hiding out in swimming pools.
Nothing alarmist about that headline.
Nope, nothing. Heavy rain in Australia has led to an influx of venomous spiders. Of course, it's an Australia story.
Of course it is, yes.
Being washed into people's swimming pools, species found in include funnel web spiders, the venom of which is so toxic it can kill a child in 15 minutes. It sounds like an advertisement for lens crafters, but a nightmare one. Deadly spiders
can survive a child in just 15 minutes.
Only 15 minutes.
You can go to the food court while we kill you.
We've got our redback spiders. We've got our funnel web spiders.
They have a redneck spider? Is that a thing?
Redback.
Redback.
Yeah.
Oh, I like redneck spiders, though. It sounds good. Deadly spiders can survive underwater for over 24 hours. They're turning up in people's swimming pools in Australia after the country was hit with heavy rain and flooding. These swimming pool interlopers include funnel web, like we mentioned. With around 40 known species, the Sydney funnel web spider, or Atrax robustus, good lord.
God.
Robustus. That's a good transformer name. Anyway, one of the most deadly spider species, with males being responsible for most fatalities, just like real, like people. It's mostly men killing people, mostly.
It's mostly the men. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we do. Likely because it evolves more potent venom to protect itself while wandering around looking for females to mate with, just like people. With no deaths having been recorded since the anti-venom became available in the 80s, if untreated, it can kill a child, like we said, in about 15 minutes. So if you live in Australia, Phil, I know you live in Australia.
Yeah.
Watch out for, go check your pool. I assume you all have
check
pools.
Check your pool. I don't think the spiders want to stay in the pool. I mean, they can live survive underwater for over 24 hours, like if something's on top of them or something. But I don't think the spiders are saying, I'm just going to hang out in that pool over there and wait for somebody to take a dip.
Yeah, looking forward to it. It's not like Brian going to the MGM in the freaking lazy river. It's not like that.
It's not like that at all.
They're not enjoying it. Plus, Brian couldn't kill you in 15 minutes. It'd take a lot longer.
No, it'd take me a little bit longer, especially if I'm on an inner tube. It'll take me 15 minutes just to get out of the inner tube.
That's right.
To kill you.
And if Brian bites any of you in 3 weeks, just let it sit. Like open air. It's not going to be a problem.
Yeah. Exactly. But the worst thing you could do is try and put something on it.
Yeah.
Cover it up.
Yeah. Keep it out in the air. It's nice dry climate. You'll be fine. Everyone will be fine and survive. Don't worry about it.
And if you turn, you turn. Yep. You know, whatever. It's.
Here's a fun story. We talked about this on DTNS last week, but it's good for the show. So we're going to talk about it. A startup is making a giant meatball out of lab-grown mammoth meat. Yeah, that's right.
Colorado member!
That's right. Represent.
Represent.
I think this is Swedish. Let me make sure. It's something in the Netherlands. Anyway. It's lab.
You hear meatball and we assume Swedish.
We
don't
do. We? No, like, yeah, I did immediately. Yeah. I don't know why. Bad. Anyway, the meat is taken from the DNA of a mammoth, like an extinct animal. These things don't exist. They're combining it with a elephant, its DNA. So it's both elephant and mammoth meat grown in the lab as a big old meatball. Brian, would you eat this meatball?
I would totally eat this meatball.
Would
it tastes a little elephant-y.
A little gamey, a little hairy, but...
yeah, I mean, I imagine, you know, I mean, it's... I'm always curious about new food. I would certainly try it. I don't expect it actually to be bad. I mean, I feel like...
It might be okay. It might be lean.
Might be okay.
Yeah. One thing they do say is because this particular protein is literally 4,000 years old... Mm-hmm. Humans haven't eaten it for a very, very, very long time. So they're going to do all kinds of crazy, all kinds of testing and stuff before they make people eat it or have anyone try it.
Well, please. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Because we don't know how we'll react to it. We don't know.
So before we get to the next article or you know, on the topic of would you do it or would you not do it?
Yeah.
They've got those places. I passed one in Vegas that is one of those spas where you put your feet into a pool of water and little tiny fish swim around and eat all of your dead foot cells.
Skin
cells.
Yeah. I would do this. I would totally do this. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kim did this and her sister did this in, where'd they go? Oh, they were in Mexico for the little sister trip. They took a cruise down there. And I've seen it in videos and stuff. I would totally do this. No problem.
Okay.
Yeah,
you wouldn't be concerned that now. Did you change out the water that the fish are in from the last person's foot that was?
No, that wouldn't bother me. Mainly because feet, unless I had like open sores or something on my feet, I wouldn't worry about it. But I know enough about the process; it just wouldn't bother me. In fact, I'll do it this time if there's a minute to do it. Why not?
I saw a place on Fremont Street that has it. I was like, oh, that might be an interesting.
According to Sarah, it's Kim's sister Sarah, it's like a really cool feeling. Like it's like this little nibbly kind of relaxing feeling. I'm sure that there are going to be some people that feel that and just want to get the F out of there. Like it's going to make them want to jump out of their skin. But I don't know; wouldn't bother me. Maybe it's because I remember as a kid. Sitting on the back of our boat in Lake Powell, my dad's old boat, and I would have my legs in the water, and there was always, the time of year we went, there was always a ton of bass in the lake, and a bunch of baby bass would, when you put your legs in the water, they would swarm around your feet and they kind of nip at your legs.
Oh, really? Okay.
And all I thought it was great. So I think that's why I don't have an aversion to it, because I already did that. But I'm more worried about the fish going, oh, shit, and all going to the one corner of the tank and not touching me.
They all just scatter like, yeah. Nope.
Not doing this. Have you seen his left foot? I know, Carl. Isn't that awful? I'm not going near that.
Jumping out and just flopping on the floor. I'm going to his tribute.
I'd rather die. Well, we'll see. We'll see in 3 weeks if my feet are in fish town or not.
There we go. All right, very good.
Let's take a break. When we come back, Steven Schleicher will visit us, because he does that. And it's always good to have him around. So stick around for that, everybody. Before that, a song and a break with Brian Ibbett telling us what it is.
Yeah, if you like folks like The Fray and I'm trying to think of who else, Jason Mraz maybe, or certainly Ed Sheeran, you would like Jake Thistle. He's a New Jersey-based singer-songwriter, and he's got a brand new single that he just released. Big thanks to Golden Retriever Entertainment for sending me this one and Black Panda PR. This is Jake Thistle, still a teenager, still a youngster, but cranking out some amazing music. Here is his brand new song, The Dreamer.
Seems like so long since you lived in this house with me. Sometimes I still forget I'm on my own. Not much left around here anymore except in my memory. When I open my mind, it still feels like no one's home. I've lost track of the dreamer. Will I just let it fade in front of me? So, and I don't wanna wake up in the same world I fell asleep. This morning I punched myself through the mirror on the wall. And now I'm picking up all the shattered pieces of me. I've lost track of the dream.
We want the finest wines available to humanity. We want them here, and we want them now.
Supply me with dynamite. And don't return until I've used it. Wolfman's got cards. This is the Morning Stream.
And we returned. Who was that fine young man again?
Sure, that is a teenage singer-songwriter Jake Thistle, just 19, I believe, and a brand new single called The Dreamer.
Very nice. That's cool. I like when the youngins are doing talented business, you know?
Oh, for sure. And this guy, he's got such a great, great voice. I'm trying to see if I can find his actual age in the PR.
It's about the age I think I first heard Coulter Wall, as an example.
Started playing, I'm guessing he's 18 or 19. Started playing gigs when he was 10.
Wow.
Really talented.
Jeez Louise.
Kid.
Yeah. He's like the, he's like, what's her name? With the, I'm the bad guy.
Billie Eilish.
Billie Eilish with her youngness.
Although I just watched her in a show that Rainbow Bright recommended to me. And,
I saw a trailer for that. What is that? You recommend it on this week? Are you going to hold it for
I'm
that?
I'm wondering about it. I think I'm going to talk about it, whether I recommend it or not. I liked it. Directed by Donald Glover.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it.
You love the Glover?
I love the Glover.
Yeah.
I definitely want to recommend this other thing that I watched, actually, Flying Back from Vegas, that I thought was fantastic.
Oh,
so,
all right, then.
That'll probably be my recommendal this week, but I'm going to talk about Swarm at some point.
Oh, it's called Swarm, is it?
It's called Swarm.
And can you just tell me if she was good? Was she good in it?
Oh, Billie Eilish was great in it.
Okay, that's good to hear.
Everybody, honestly, everybody that's in that is really good. Dominic Fishback, I think, is her name. She's kind of the star of it. And she was, man, great, great performance. Not sure how I feel about the show, specifically
thing.
The ending of the show.
Gotcha. All right. Yeah. Well, you have to wait until Wednesday to find out, everybody.
And now welcome Steven to the show. He's a huge freaking nerd.
Dollar bills, y'all.
Hey, look who it is. Steven Schleicher joining us every Monday for a little Major Spoilers time. Steven, welcome back.
Good morning, Scott. Good morning, Brian. Hey, it end with her turning into a Spider-Man villain as a swarm?
She does, yes.
That's a shame.
And then Colleen Wing splits her into two, and we get 2 0-0 cost 3 energy cards to use on our next turn.
Perfect. Perfect. That's what you want in this stage of that game. Saw somebody was saying they're never going to play it again after they hit a certain thing. I can't remember who
Galactus.
It was. Was that what it was?
Oh, really?
Yeah, they said they hated the Galactus card.
Oh, that's what it was. It's somebody
I hate
when
the Galactus cards used against me, but...
it's somebody in our community that was, like, moaning about it. Or saying
really?
Yeah, I can't remember who it was. Somebody was all up in... And I meant to ask
I'm having such a blast with that game. And you know, the fact that they're introducing new cards all the time makes it really easy for me to keep... You know, keep going for new collection levels to get new cards because they're added all the way across.
Was it Dan Travis?
Oh, that's what TV's Travis is, Dan Patrice. Yeah,
was it? I don't remember being Dan. Well, maybe it was. I finally cracked open that Marvel does Midnight Suns. Been sitting on that for months.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
that game's awesome, dude. That game's rad.
It's a tactics game, right? I've got it. I haven't had a chance to play
it
yet.
So it's the guy. It's the XCOM team, but it's not quite like XCOM. It's like a combination of position based, turn based tactical gameplay mixed with basically a card battler. Think of like Slay the Spire or something. In terms of the card usage, but you know, bunch of story in between, really, you know, beautiful graphical stuff. I think it's freaking great. I'm surprised I waited that long on playing that.
Yeah.
It's really good.
There is so much Dan and Tolbert and I we've been talking about. I think we talked a lot about it in that joint, you know, convo, the Discord convo that you're in with us. But it's all the stuff around. I just want to get to the games, the battles. Yeah. There's all that, like, I got to walk around. Now I got to talk to Magic. Now I got to talk to Nico Minoru. And now I got to talk to so-and-so.
There is a lot of
just
talking.
Just give me to the games.
Yeah.
Just give me to the games.
There's a lot of talking. I'm enjoying the story so far, but I could see how people would be kind of annoyed with all the dialogue. It's a lot. But you can skip it all, so it's not that bad.
You can skip it. I don't want to because I do want the story.
Yeah.
Let me tip you off to an upcoming game that looks really good.
Yep.
The Lamplighters League Tower at the End of the World.
Yeah.
Oh, I am like, I saw the trailer for this about a month ago or whenever it was, and I have just been like, please, please do pre-orders now. Please, please open beta now. It'll come out this year. I'm just waiting for
an official release. It's definitely this year. We've been following that one on Core a little bit. It's, again, some really awesome X talent from the XCOM team. Mm-hmm. And from Firaxis and stuff, where you're getting that lineage of turn-based kind of whatever, but this like adventure-y, steampunky vibe thing that's got going on.
Yeah, it's like 1932 adventure Indiana Jones meets Cthulhu stuff.
It looks
right
awesome.
Right up my alley.
Yeah, it looks great. Super stoked about that. Anyway, worth playing. But let's talk about some other things here in the Marvel world. Marvel Entertainment officially folded into Disney proper now, and they got rid of Perlmutter.
Ike Perlmutter.
He's out of there. Done.
The bane of Marvel's existence since the 90s.
Yep. Yep.
So here's the thing. I honestly think that this whole Marvel Entertainment fold-in thing is only to get rid of Ike Perlmutter. Obviously, Disney has announced that they were going to lay off 7,000 employees, about 4% of their workforce. But then, if anyone remembers, Ike Perlmutter is somebody who loves to cut costs as much as he can, so much so that he would go around and pick paper clips out of waste paper baskets and make people reuse them. Yeah. He is the one behind selling X-Men and Spider-Man, licensing them off to the other movie studios.
Yeah.
And then most recently, not only has he been a Trump supporter, but he was pushing for Nelson Peltz to become a kind of do a hostile takeover of the board of Disney right before Bob Iger came back. And I think that was the final straw. Obviously, he and Kevin Feige had a huge fight several years ago about who had control over the television and movie division, with Feige ultimately winning on that. So this was kind of the last straw to finally get him out of Disney's craw.
And he's been a thorn for, like you said, decades. Like, it's not like it was just a fresh thing or in the last year or something. This guy's always been a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
So get him out of there, man. You're done.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I have a lot of opinions on him, but these are the facts that we know. But I really think that this folding thing is just a part of, let's get rid of him once and for all. And if you followed what was happening with the Reedy Creek Improvement District and what the lawyers did, some sneaky shenanigans right before DeSantis signed that new bill into law there, this feels like the lawyers are just like, oh yeah, now it's time for us to pull all of our sneaky stuff now.
Yeah, it's going to get, that whole case is going to get real meaty soon. So,
and, as far as Disney lawyers go, we haven't heard anything about copyright extension, and this is the last year for Steamboat Willie to be under copyright protection, and I haven't heard anybody mutter one thing about this. So
I haven't either.
It may be a December 20th thing that slides in under the radar when the Disney lawyers do their thing. But do not dismiss the Disney lawyers at all, anyone.
No, they got all the money. Real quick here, the Perlmutter dude was 80. I feel like it's a good time to retire there, buddy. You can reuse the rest of your golden years for something other than picking up paper clips or fighting with Feige. How about that?
Right, exactly.
I think we mentioned this. I don't remember how this came up. Maybe it didn't. I've talked about it on three other shows, so it's possible we didn't talk about it. But Scott Pilgrim is coming back in anime form. And when I say that, you might go, oh, okay, big deal. They're animating a Scott Pilgrim adaptation. No, no, no. They're bringing the entire cast back. Everybody.
Yeah, yeah. I can't remember where we talked. I knew we talked about it. Maybe just touched on it in Film Sack or something like that. But
somewhere, yeah. We talked about the Core pre-show, I think, but it's a big deal if you're a fan of that movie. And the most excited person seems to be the director of the film. Can't think of his name.
Wright.
Edgar Wright. Yeah. He freaked out about it. I think he's like doing some executive production on it as well. Like, he's involved somehow. This seems like a no-brainer. Like, everyone's going to want to see this. Yeah.
And I'm curious to see if they take the animation style from the comic book and make that into the television show, because that would be the best thing to do.
I agree.
Is to copy that art style and bring that to life. But then to nail everybody, Captain America, Superman, Green Lantern, all in this thing.
Captain Marvel, she's in there. Everybody.
Oh, yeah. Captain Marvel's in there, too. So, yeah. Everybody is in this. So that is that's a big win for Netflix at a time when I think Netflix could use a really big win.
Yeah,
for sure.
Is it? Yeah, it is Netflix. That's right. I was thinking it was Prime. For some reason, I always think Prime is doing all the animation now, but they're not, obviously.
Yeah, Netflix was talking today about, we've decided we're going to cut down on the number of movies that we produce in a year. So the Netflix original movies, you're going to see a stark drop in those in the future.
Did they give an idea of what that means, like how many movies less?
No, okay. They might have. Let me see if I can find, I think Gizmodo was talking about
how much did they spend on the Gray Man? It was over $200 million on that. So if you can take $200 million and you can turn that into a 10-episode series like they're doing with the Night Agent, or you can turn that into 5 animated series a la the Agent Elvis, then I think that might be a better deal for
them. I heard you started watching that on your Twitter account mentioned it. How do you like that?
I enjoyed it. Yeah. It is probably not for everybody. It's a little violent and a little, I don't know. I feel like it's Archer meets the Venture Brothers.
Yeah.
With a whole bunch of Elvis music wrapped up in it.
I'm in.
It's executive produced by Priscilla Presley. And it's got Matthew McConaughey as Elvis.
Yeah.
But it's like, if you ever wanted to know the quote unquote real story of how Elvis and Nixon are shaking hands, there's a whole episode about that. And basically there's a secret organization called TCB that is trying to run the world. And, you know, Elvis comes in as this do-gooder guy that wants to just take down hippies and drug dealers. Then he's finding out all these crappy things about people. He's, you know, in the Elvis episode, a little bit of a spoiler. He thinks that Elvis is great until he meets him. And then he's like, oh no, this guy's a total jerk.
Yeah.
It's fun.
I'm in on that. That sounds great. And also just McConaughey doing the voice is just too good to miss. I got to hear it.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
All right.
There's a Coke snorting monkey and secret agents and some stuff. It's not a kids show, that's for sure.
Okay. Well, that's, you know, I like some of the adult offerings in animation on Netflix. I will say that.
Mm-hmm.
I watched the entirety of Paradise PD, one of the raunchiest cartoons I've ever seen in my life, and I enjoyed it. So there's that.
Yeah.
Somebody, ICU says the Blue Beetle trailer just dropped. That's right. That's coming out in August, I want to say.
Oh.
It looks really, really good. I watched it just before you guys had me come on. Some of the effects stuff feels like Iron Man meets Venom, and it still looks really good.
Okay. I like Blue Beetle as a rule. I like Blue Beetle. So I'm really hopeful for that movie. You know, in the wake of the poor showing by Shazam 2. I hope they can pull that off.
But this is still not Gunn.
No.
This was years ago that this was given the thumbs up.
Superman Legacy or whatever it is, that's going to be the first?
Yeah, Superman Legacy will be the first one. I think the final film that will come out under the old regime is Aquaman 2, which I think is December of next year.
Yeah. So that's we're a ways off on that Gunn stuff, I guess.
And the Joker franchise just completely independent of this.
It's a separate thing. They're calling that the what is it?
Jokerverse
Legacy. No, it's not Jokerverse. They're kind of going with it's their Elseworlds brand is what they're doing with all that other stuff.
Okay.
And there was somebody posted a photo of Joaquin Phoenix and
Lady Gaga.
Who's playing Harley Quinn.
Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
It looks pretty cool.
So it's confirmed that she's I assumed it, but that is supposed to be Harley Quinn then.
She showed off her Harley Quinn look in a tweet or Instagram or something.
Because they were being all hush about it for a while, and I just thought, well, of course, if she's got blonde hair in that thing, who else is she going to be? She's going to be Mr. J.
Flamboyant,
Mr. J.
New York accent. I mean, come on.
Yep. She won't have a poker face. Hey, anyway. did you find out, Brian, how many movies are getting dropped or no?
Yeah, so they released 85 original films in 2022. Their plan for 2023 is 49, so just a little more than half of what they released last year. It's still a movie a week, really, when you think about it.
Mm-hmm. I'm less is more. I'm fine with that.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, they're basically their whole opinion of it is we're hoping to release fewer but better original films. So yeah.
I would be down for a sequel to what I was mentioning with
Gray Man?
Chris and Chris. Yeah, Gray Man. Oh, I would Gray be down Man. For a sequel yes. to that. That was pretty good.
I liked it.
Second season of Shadow and Bone is going pretty good.
Does Hollywood have some contract that just says, hey, Chris Evans and what's her name have to be in every movie from now on together? what's her name? Armas?
She was in Glass Onion.
Prior one, yeah. Knives Out. But she was in
Knives Out.
Ana de Armas. So they were in that together. Yeah. They were in Gray Man together. They were what was the other one? There's another one there. And then there's something new coming out there in where they're loving on each
where
other.
Where she's the CIA agent. And ghosted, but he gets ghosted.
Yeah, something like that. So I guess what I'm saying is just freaking get a room, you two. My gosh.
Sure.
Steven, what about this, the trailer for Secret Invasion? What do you think of that business? That looks pretty good.
I still want them to reveal maybe a little bit more about the story because it's obviously not Skrulls are taking over. At least I don't think because Skrulls are already part of, they already know that the Skrulls are around. So it's not like that is suddenly we're being overtaken, although it could. But when you have, what is his name? Multiple Man.
Madrox, Jamie Madrox.
Yeah. When you have him in there, it makes me feel more like it's not Skrulls, but something else. But I don't know. Right. If it is a Skrull invasion, that's cool.
Well, at the end of Captain Marvel, it felt like they were saying, hey, Skrulls are actually the good guys, turns out. And
And so that's why I'm very, very surprised or confused by Secret Invasion or Secret War.
Which is a bummer because I love the fact that the comic book Secret Invasion was based on those Skrulls that Reed Richards hypnotized into thinking that they were cows and Fantastic Four number 2.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Really?
Oh, yes. Yeah, there was a Skrull. Yes. Yeah, that's what Brian said is absolutely right. And
amazing.
What is it? Years later, you get a bunch of characters. Turns out those cows, because nobody knew that they were Skrulls, got turned into hamburger.
Hamburger, yes.
And a bunch of people ate them and started getting powers from
those. Really? Skrull powers, yes.
Yeah.
That is so dumb. I love that. I love how dumb that is.
House of Ideas.
Yeah. No kidding. Was that a, you think that was a, that was a,
that was a Stan Lee.
So is that a Stan Lee joint,
sure.
you think?
Yeah, for sure.
What if they were hamburger? Like, I could hear the meaning.
They could eat the cows, and then they would get the powers.
I love
Excelsior.
It. Excelsior. Yeah. So, anyway, they look good. They look gritty. So, I'm into that.
Yeah, it does. It looks really good. I
Very Winter Soldier looking.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, Marvel needs something like that because I was laughing when I watched it because the first few lines are, hey, Fury, ever since you left, things have gotten worse. And I feel like that's almost like a little MCU.
like a jab at themselves. Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
I like that Samuel L. Jackson's allowed to show his age by growing a big old honking gray beard.
Yeah.
In this.
Oh, yeah, me too. I love that. I think he looks awesome. That's the thing I'm most excited about is what his deal is going to be. And, of course, I love Australian actor Zippy Head. What's his name? Can't think of names today. We saw him in
Ben
Mendelsohn. There it is.
Mendelsohn, yes.
Love to see him again.
He's great. We got Amelia Clark in some role.
Olivia Colman. Yeah. Oh, and I think we saw didn't we see Agent? Oh, yeah, Smulders in there, right?
Yeah.
There was one other face, and I went,
Rhodey. Yeah, we get
Rhodey, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don Cheadle. Yeah,
Don Cheadle back finally.
Back
after his turn on. I guess it was Winter Soldier and the Melonhead. Yeah. Whatever was that one called?
Leading up to Armor Wars, hopefully.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder. Now that you mentioned, remember what's the West? Not the West Coast Avengers. What's the evil Avengers group that is being formed by the Thunderbolts? With them being introduced, and we know that there's a cabal of quote unquote bad agents in the government. Yeah. I know oxymoron. I know, but maybe they've tricked the Skrulls into doing something for them, and that is part of the deal going forward on that. So that would be interesting because then you're tying back in the previous Falcon and Winter Soldier storyline into that as well.
Right.
Well, you have to wait until June to find out.
That would be great. Yeah, I can't believe they originally said that this was going to be early 2023 and then pushed to late winter 2023, and now we're not getting until June 21st.
Yeah, that's a bummer. Yeah. I'm glad we're getting it, but...
Yeah, exactly. They had a whole big shuffle. I need a... I constantly need a new adjustable timeline of like when things are coming out.
Yeah, could somebody, maybe Perlmutter's got the inside scoop and he'll be less busy. He can tell us what's up. I don't know.
All your inside scoop information comes from Perlmutter from now on. Yeah. The guy who's notoriously stays out of the limelight.
That's right. You know what? Get rid of Twitter.com. Somebody start Perlmutter.com. It's where we all go right. in there and tell our biggest secrets. Well, Stephen, as always, pleasure to hear this stuff. And as always, if you want more of this kind of coverage, majorspoilers.com. Plus, you have a bunch of podcasts that talk about this stuff. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, obviously, we have Critical Hit, which is our kind of nod to the Lamplighters League, where it's, you know, Indiana Jones meets Cthulhu. They've just done some really cool things in that game. So go check that out. We've got Top 5 and, of course, the Major Spoilers podcast. This week, we're talking about a European comic, Thorgal. I have thoughts on that series from the 1980s, and we'll talk about that this week on the Major Spoilers podcast. Until then, everyone, please stay hydrated.
That sounds like a great idea. We'll see you later.
Bye now.
Bye.
All right. Well, there goes Steven. Big thanks to him, as always.
Yeah.
I mentioned the swag stuff earlier. That all holds, so...
that all stays the same.
Yeah, I don't know why I said it there, not now. But anyway, whatever. We have a phone call to play, though.
Figure eights around my legs right now.
Oh, nothing wrong with that.
Little figure eights.
Yeah, it's like having little fish on your feet.
And it's Inara, folks. It's sadly not the new kitty where I put her up on screen. Yeah. Inara wouldn't be happy if I picked her up and put her on screen.
No, she's just happy going around your feet. Oh, she took off. There she is. Oh. Let's force
fluffy,
it.
Fluffy cat. Oh, hello.
Look I'm at her. We got a new giant Maine Coon sneaking around the house outside. Dogs want to kill it.
Yeah.
But I kind of like him.
Yeah, I like Maine Coons.
Yeah. He's got a, he's always Denora outside.
Might be partially Maine Coon because of her size.
He's always outside, but he has a, Apple AirTag on his thing.
Oh, really? Oh,
and I don't that's think, cool. I don't know if his people know or if they're tracking him or what, but he's always on our front porch looking for freebies, so I don't know what's going on. I feel like taking the collar off, tucking it in the lake, and they'll go, oh, shoot, he drowned in the lake, and then I'll keep their cat. How about that?
Yeah. Oh, God.
I'm going to do it. I like that cat. It's better than ours. Deckard's a dick. All right, moving on. Let's get out of here. Before we do, a phone call from our old pal Gary. All right?
Yep.
Here he is.
Hey, Scott and Brian. This is for TMS. This is Gary from Batu. Again, you asked why that one concert put me off of stadium concerts forever. It was just because I was in the nosebleed seats way off into the right field side. There were a bunch of people down on that stage there, but they could have been anybody. And the sound quality really sucked. I think today they have some way that they can time everything so that you don't get the Lou Gehrig effect.
Okay, my favorite part of that call is that's him getting cut off at the end. That isn't me pausing it. That's just Gary ending his call accidentally. So I don't know what happened there, but I think I get his point. Like, if you're gonna have that much echo and crap, and you think that's going to be your experience every time you go, I guess you just quit going.
Yeah. No, agreed. No.
I think it is better now, though, right? Most of these places have like a...
Yeah. I mean, if you go to a place that's made for this sort of thing, then for sure. Yep.
Yeah. You'll have a better experience. Yeah. Well, Gary, we appreciate
I'm excited about our seats for Muse. We are very front of... We have the front row, third row, or third level. So we're up high, but we are directly facing the stage from the third level, with nobody in front of us.
Wow. That's great.
So I'm going to stand up whenever I want. No, I'm kidding. I'm only going to stand up if the people behind me are already standing.
If they stand, then you can stand. Yeah,
exactly.
That's a very conscientious way to approach it. But those are great tickets. Did you have to do anything fancy to get those?
No. The fact that they were third level was what made them fit into my price range.
Wow. That's awesome. All right. Get lots of pictures and video and stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
Unless they're one of those concerts that don't let you do it.
Richard Cheese?
Yeah. A little bit of Dick Cheese going on there.
Yeah.
That'll do it for today, everybody. Big thanks for checking us out. And by the way, you may have noticed, Brian mentioned it at the top of the show, and I'll say it again, it's a brand new month. It's the third, which means, has there ever been a better time to get into the Patreon? The answer is no. It's the perfect time. Patreon.com/TMS. You'll never get an ad. You'll get pre-show content every day, art in the mail, couch parties and playdates on the weekends, as well as other monthly benefits you can only get by joining up today. And most of them you get just by throwing a buck our way. So you can do it on the cheap. You don't have to be fancy boy, 20 bucks, whatever. A buck. We'll get you in. Yeah. So join us, please. Be a bigger part of things at patreon.com/TMS. For all else, you'll find it at frogpants.com/TMS. And now, Brian, we'll have a song to play here now.
Yes. We are looking at an email from Baloney Ninja. He says, Brandon Scott, longtime listener, multiple requester, I just discovered dwarf metal. Seeing that this belongs on TMS, I found a cover of the greatest dwarf song ever, Diggy Diggy Hole. Your favorite martial arts meet Baloney Ninja.
Wow. Wow.
He did confirm that he is a ninja that throws baloney, like throwing stars.
Oh, does he? Does that actually, I mean, I guess if you throw anything hard enough, you can hurt somebody, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
You'd have to really be able to hurl it, though. Like,
I don't think if you dropped a slice of baloney off the Empire State Building, it would reach terminal velocity. Like, it's just too floppy. It doesn't have,
Yeah, that wouldn't work. But, like, I've seen people with playing cards that can, like, penetrate walls because they're so good at throwing them.
Yeah.
Could in theory, somebody throw a piece of baloney somehow? Let's say a slice of baloney.
One of your microwaved crispy bolognese that turns into a little grease cup.
Yeah.
They might be able to do that with.
I swear, only 80s kids will know what the hell you're talking about. We all love that.
So I guess Gambit could do that, right? It's like, oh, mon cher, I don't have any cards with me, but I do have a package of Oscar Mayer. Let me, toughen them up, harden them up with some microwave power.
I smell a subplot for the new X-Men films coming from Marvel. Watch
for it. Man, they're going to steal that. They're going to make $1 million and I'm going to get nothing for it. All right. Well, let's get to this. Diggy Diggy Hole, of course, comes from Yogg's Cast. This is the band Wind Rose with a cover of Diggy Diggy Hole.
All right. That'll do it for us. Thank you all for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new TMS.
Never do. If you like what you just heard, there's a very good chance you will like all the shows on the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.
We are so fun.
We sure are.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.